Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Hello there, my friends. I am excited to be here for another episode of On the Verge. I have to tell you before I get started that I'm really excited about this podcast. In fact, I really look forward to doing it every week, which is such a wonderful breath of fresh air because I've been writing for the last few years behind my computer with my thesaurus and a whole lot of inner dialogue, doubt, and who are you, and all of those demons that come around when we start creating. And doing this podcast, I've felt so liberated because I feel much more comfortable speaking than I do writing. And I've been talking nonstop for a long time as a teacher. So this feels very natural. And I'm so pleased that you feel that way too. I've gotten an incredible response from this podcast, a lot of comments, a lot of people chiming in and sharing. And so I'm really, really encouraged. So I want to thank you all for that. It's really nice to have some positive feedback sometimes. So again, thank you. And what would be super helpful if you haven't done so already is to review the podcast on iTunes. So you just go to the podcast. You can even just Google iTunes, Kara Bradley on the Verge, and you'll find it on iTunes. And there's a little tab for review. Having reviews on iTunes really helps in the search and also how my podcast pops up for under different categories. So I thank you for that. And I will stop with the thank yous and the little plug and ask there and get on with this week's show. Today, I want to talk to you about what lies beyond overthinking and overdoing. When I talk to students all across the country, the theme for most people, what they're seeking most in general, is some space and a little bit of a reprieve from the busyness of our everyday life and also from the busyness of our minds. We, and I've talked about it before, we have busy minds. And actually, they're not just busy doing stuff that's current. Our minds are really busy in habitual patterns. In other words, we are thinking the same thoughts over and over. We're, in many ways, doing the same things over and over. We have an incredible amount of conditioning just from our own life experience, from how we've been raised, from the culture that we're living in, from the area of the country or the world that we live in. And there's a lot of underlying unconditional stuff that we don't realize is going on. And so what happens when you get beyond it? How do you feel? What emerges? How does life look beyond the busyness of overthinking and overdoing? I spent a lot of time in my teaching talking about this, both as a movement teacher and a mindfulness teacher. And so I'm going to review it for you because we already know this actually, and also just summarize really what's happening in my experience. When we're busy, when we're thinking, doing, we are experience life in a fuzzy, foggy, muted, or distorted way. It's like having the lens on your camera slightly off focus. We all know this, you know, when you drink a little too much wine, when you maybe don't drink enough water, when you don't sleep enough. I mean, these are just physical traits. But when we walk around the world constantly thinking and doing, we don't see life as clearly as is possible. So what lies beyond thinking? We've all glimpsed it. You'll glimpse it several times today. There's moments in our lives when we just pause, mentally pause, and take in our full direct experience. It happens unconsciously, and oftentimes we speed right by it. The beauty of the sky, the smell of the dinner cooking, the meeting of someone's gaze. There are these pauses that are happening, kind of little wake-up calls, asking us to wait, hold on, just pause and just rest in this moment, because this is where your life is. Our lives are really rich in the moment between thoughts, in that slight pause or space between thinking and doing, between words. You know, it's as the musicians, many musicians have often said, it's the space between notes that really captures people's hearts. It's this, the pause between words when we're speaking that makes the speaker effective. It's the moments in life when we just exhale before jumping to the next task or the next piece of advice. You know what I'm saying. We all experience this. So let's, for a moment, do that. Let's pause together. Let's pause and take 3 full breaths. So whether you're driving, walking, or sitting and really pausing, let's do this right now. Take 3 deep body breaths. Beyond our busy minds, beyond the thinking and the constant doing, we shift into a space. We actually fall back into a space of inner silence and inner stillness. I talked about this on a podcast episode of that name, inner silence, inner stillness. It may flash by in a split second. Sometimes we're able to rest in these pregnant pauses, an elongated moment, a moment of just space and air and clarity. And it's in these moments between thoughts, it's in the moments between doing, where we access our natural state of being, our natural aliveness, our natural ability to connect, to be compassionate, and also to create. In the space beyond all of the habitual thinking lies incredible potential. Our potential. In the space between thoughts, in the notes, in the pause between notes, in the moments between achieving and trying and fixing and judging and doubting, and all of that mental junk that we carry around with us in the emotional baggage. In the pause, we feel awake and alive. We feel like we're in our own skin, like all is well, even if it's not well. For that one moment, you may just get the sense of relief that all is well. We're habituated to continue producing, to continue improving, to continue striving for more, for that better version of you out there. Oh, only if I could do this. If only I get this job. If only I can get this order. If only I can lose these 10 pounds. If only if. Then I will be a better version of myself. This is an incredibly destructive trap that keeps us spinning our wheels in thinking and doing. Thinking and doing. Achieving and striving. Believe me, I've been the queen of this for most of my life. And I recognize now that it's when I let go of trying, when I allow myself to be, to rest in the pause between all of the doing and thinking. It's there that I have access to my brilliance, my capacity to know what to say and to know what not to say, to know where to lean in and to know when to back off. We have these intuitive intelligences, these gut instincts that we forget about, because we're trying to figure out. How many of you out there use that word, I've just got to figure this out? I know it was in my lexicon for a long time. I just have to figure out how to do this. If I could just figure out how to get from here to there, I got to figure this out. And figuring out keeps us very much stuck in overthinking and overdoing. There's nothing wrong with thinking. We know that. We need our thoughts. We're intelligent, cognitive beings with the capacity to problem solve and decision make. And this is all really good. But in many ways, these software packages, these apps have taken us over. And so we spend more of our time on these apps or in this software package, figuring out, fixing, problem solving, thinking. And we just forget to turn that off and to be. And so the big question is, how do you turn it off? How do you shift beyond overthinking and overdoing and actually recognize those pauses when they become available? How do we do this? It's practice. It's an unlearning. We've learned how to do and think really, really well. It's just an undoing, an unlearning, an unblocking. And we can do it by just reminding ourselves to pause. So let's do that again. Let's pause. This time we're going to take 5 breaths. So whatever you're doing, if you're walking or driving, you can continue to do that. But just press the mental pause button. Not worrying about what's not happening or what is happening and just being with yourself right here in this moment. Let's take 5 right here. Here we go. Inhale. Exhale. That's 1. On your own now. Keep counting. Keep breathing. Try to make your breaths continuous, not pausing in between your breaths. And here we are. Simple pause, no big deal. With everything that you already have, your breath and your capacity to just stop. A few breaths can help us to just recognize what it feels like to be in that space between thinking. Even if you had 100 thoughts in those few moments that we were breathing together, that's okay. The point is not to try to stop thinking because we can't do that. We actually can't make ourselves stop thinking. So let's just give that up. But what we can do is to recognize how to slow down, to settle down, to stabilize our busy mind through conscious breathing, through a deliberate pause, physically pausing. So, so accessible, everybody. This is so at your fingertips. And we start small. I say it all the time. Start small and stay steady, and your practices will build. When you just start small and start taking pauses throughout your day, you'll start to recognize and become familiar with what it feels like to just be in that space, that brilliant, plump space of potential. In that space where you have access to your capacity to create, to contribute, to connect. So let's get to know what it feels like to be in the space beyond overthinking and overdoing. This is just simple, straight out mindfulness practice. You don't even need to call it that. Let's go beyond all the labeling and just recognize what it feels like to be present, fully alive in this moment, more often, every day. I thank you for showing up with me today and doing these very simple exercises. I encourage you to take it into the rest of your day. You can create a little ding on your phone to remind you. You can use bells, stoplights, transitions to just pause, take 3 to 5 breaths, recognize, experience. I have this primer practice on my app On the Verge with a slew of other primer practices. Now, these primer practices are really simple, quick exercises to help us recognize presence, the presence that's happening all day long that we just speed by because of thinking and doing. I look forward to next time. Thank you for being with me once again. Thank you for your continued encouragement. Please reach out to me, Kara, at karabradley.net. And let's continue this journey together on the verge every day. Take care.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend. And review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high-definition, high-voltage life.